All right, let's dive into this stuff about low back pain and sciatica. Looks like we've got quite a mix here. We've got marketing talking about natural solutions and some articles about traditional treatments and alternatives. And even, wow, personal stories of folks who found relief. Seems like a lot of people are searching for answers on these issues. So today, let's really get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And right off the bat, what really jumps out is how widespread these problems are. I mean, the sources say millions and millions deal with low back pain and sciatica.
Yeah, and for many, it's way more than just a minor annoyance. The sources describe all sorts of symptoms, from that, you know, that dull ache in your lower back to like sharp pain shooting down your leg, which is, I guess that's the classic sciatica. And even numbness, tingling, weakness, all that stuff. Any of this sound familiar to you listening out there?
It's definitely possible, yeah. And that brings us to what's really crucial here, getting to the root of the pain. We're seeing a whole bunch of potential culprits in these sources. Poor posture, muscle imbalances, those are common. Then we've got things like herniated discs, past injuries, even things like arthritis, and oh, you know what? Even stress is in there.
So sounds like it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of situation, which I guess explains why there are so many different treatment approaches out there.
Exactly. You got it. It's not enough to just treat the symptoms. You got to figure out the underlying cause, address that. That's how you find real, lasting relief.
Let's talk about some of those more traditional treatment approaches. The sources mention the usual suspects like pain relievers, muscle relaxants, physical therapy, epidural injections, and then as a last resort, surgery.
Right. These traditional treatments, they can be good for managing symptoms, but it's super important to be aware of the pros and cons. Like pain meds, for example. They might provide temporary relief, but they don't fix the root problem. And they can even, well, they can lead to dependency. Physical therapy, on the other hand, great for strengthening, improving flexibility, but it might not be enough if there's a more complex, like neurological component involved.
Right, right. And then there's surgery. Sometimes it's necessary, of course, but it comes with its own risks and often a long recovery time.
You said it. Gotta weigh those factors carefully. These sources also point out a newer approach that you might find interesting. It's called neuromodulation, and it's non-invasive, which is a big plus. It seems promising for dealing with those neurological and muscular imbalances we were talking about.
Neuromodulation, huh? I'm curious, how does it actually work to relieve pain?
Well, basically, it uses targeted stimulation to influence the nervous system. And it can do this in a few different ways. It can help reduce nerve compression and inflammation, both of which are often major pain contributors. It can also help restore muscle balance. And that can lead to better posture, less chronic tension, and stiffness in the lower back.
Ah, so instead of just masking the pain, it's like trying to fix the underlying problems.
You got it. And get this, the sources even include some really encouraging patient stories, people who are dealing with debilitating pain, talking about how they regained mobility, found comfort, and got back to doing the things they love, all thanks to neuromodulation.
Sounds promising. One specific approach they mention is the pulse-align method. It's described as a way to help the body restore its natural balance and posture through gentle stimulation, they say.
Yeah, and they use some interesting terms to describe it, things like recalibration and muscle tone symmetry. Basically, it seems to be about gently guiding the body back into a balanced state.
Hmm. Can you break those terms down a bit further? What exactly do they mean by muscle tone symmetry and this whole recalibration idea?
Okay, sure. Think of your muscles as a perfectly tuned orchestra. When they're all working together in harmony, your body moves gracefully, efficiently, no pain. But when some muscles are overactive and others are weak, it throws things off. It's like instruments playing out of tune. And that's where muscle tone symmetry comes in. It's about restoring that balance, that harmony, so your body can function the way it should.
Makes sense. What about recalibration?
Imagine resetting your internal compass, so to speak. Pulse Align, it aims to help your body find its natural alignment. And that can improve posture, reduce strain on your joints, and of course, lessen pain.
Interesting. And it's interesting that they emphasize this method being suitable for a wide range of people, even children and pregnant women. You don't always see that with pain management approaches.
Yeah, it speaks to how gentle and non-invasive this approach is, designed to work with your body, not against it. And one thing they make very clear is that Pulse Align is meant to complement traditional healthcare, not replace it.
That's a good point. It's about finding the right combination of approaches that works for each individual.
Right. Exactly. It's about having options and making informed choices.
So we've laid some groundwork here, explored some of the causes of low back pain and sciatica. and looked at both traditional treatments and this interesting concept of neuromodulation. Now let's dig a little deeper into those alternative approaches and see what makes them tick.
Sounds good to me. Building on what we were talking about before, one thing that often comes up with these alternative therapies is skepticism. People want to know, do they actually work?
Yeah, it's natural to be cautious, especially when you're dealing with something as complex as chronic pain. So let's see what the sources say about how effective PulseAlign is, especially since it's a fairly new approach. They mentioned that the technology they use, it allows for a quick return to normal muscle tone symmetry, which helps reduce tension in the spine.
That's a really important point they emphasize. It's not about like directly eliminating pain. It's more about creating the right environment for your body to heal itself by restoring balance, reducing tension. The idea is that your body can then start to address those underlying causes of pain.
And they also highlight that it's painless and personalized, which is reassuring.
Right. And importantly, they explicitly state that PulseAlign can be combined with other healthcare services. So it's not meant to replace traditional medical care, but it can work alongside other treatments you might be receiving.
They even go so far as to say it's safe for pregnancies and young children.
Yeah.
That seems like a strong indicator of its gentle nature.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely broadens the potential audience. If it's safe for those groups, you'd think it has a pretty low risk profile overall.
Now let's talk about something that often comes up with alternative therapies, cost. The sources don't give specific prices, but we know these things can sometimes be a financial barrier.
Yeah, that's a valid concern. It would be helpful if they were more transparent about pricing and whether insurance plans cover this type of treatment.
Definitely. And it's crucial to remember that everyone's different. What works amazingly well for one person might not do much for another.
Exactly. It's not a guaranteed fix for everyone. That's why it's so important to have realistic expectations and to, you know, personalize the approach. It's about finding what works for your needs and goals, not assuming one size fits all.
Okay, so we've talked about some potential benefits of PulseAlign, but what about limitations? Are there any downsides mentioned in the sources?
Well, they don't explicitly list downsides, but it's worth noting that they're mainly focusing on the positive aspects. It's always a good idea to do your own research, talk to your doctor or other healthcare providers, weigh the pros and cons before you make any decisions about treatment.
You mentioned talking to healthcare professionals. What would you say to someone who's considering PulseAlign, but is also seeing, you know, a doctor or physical therapist for their back pain?
I'd say open communication is key. Let your healthcare team know about any complementary therapies you're thinking about trying and get their input. They can offer valuable advice based on your individual medical history and your current treatment plan.
So it's about finding the right balance,
yeah.
Integrating different approaches for optimal well-being, not necessarily in either situation.
Precisely. And speaking of balance, one thing that really stands out to me about the PulseAlign stuff is their emphasis on recalibration. It's not just about physical posture. It's also about our overall approach to health and well-being.
I see what you mean. It's about moving away from just treating symptoms and towards creating an environment where your body can function at its best.
You got it. It's about supporting the body's natural ability to heal itself, rather than just relying on external interventions.
And this focus on promoting muscle tone symmetry. What does that actually mean for someone with low back pain or sciatica?
Imagine a perfectly balanced scale. When the muscles on both sides of your body are in harmony, there's less strain on your joints and nerves. But when there's an imbalance, it can lead to pain and dysfunction.
So by restoring the symmetry, you could potentially take pressure off a sciatic nerve and reduce pain.
Exactly. That's the goal. Addressing the root cause, not just masking the symptoms.
They also mentioned that PulseAlign uses what they call imperceptible pulses. What does that mean exactly?
It means the stimulation is really gentle, so gentle that you might not even feel it. It's not about forceful adjustments or anything like that. It's more about subtle cues that encourage your body to realign itself.
Interesting. Sounds like a gentle nudge in the right direction.
That's a good way to put it. It's about working with your body, not forcing it.
And it's fascinating how the sources say PulseAlign has led to improvements, not just in back pain, but also in neck pain, headaches, migraines, even dizziness and nausea.
Yeah, that's a pretty impressive range of potential benefits. It really shows how interconnected the body is, how restoring balance in one area can have positive effects elsewhere.
They also emphasize the personalized aspect of PulseAlign. Can you elaborate on that?
Of course. Everyone is unique with their own needs and goals. A personalized approach makes sure the treatment is tailored to those individual factors. It's not a one-size-fits-all protocol.
So it's not just about applying a set of techniques, it's about understanding the whole person.
Exactly. It's a more holistic approach, taking into account the physical, emotional, even lifestyle factors that might be contributing to the problem.
Now, let's switch gears a bit. Talk about those traditional treatments we mentioned earlier. Pain relievers, physical therapy, epidural injections.
Right. Those are often the first line of defense, especially for acute pain. Pain relievers can provide some temporary relief. Physical therapy can help strengthen muscles and improve flexibility. And epidural injections can reduce inflammation and pain signals. But they usually just offer temporary relief, too.
And the sources acknowledge that these approaches have their limitations. Pain relievers don't address the root cause, can lead to dependence. And surgery, well, that's considered a last resort. And it has its own risks and a long recovery period.
Exactly. That's why it's so important to have a good understanding of both traditional and alternative options. It's about making informed choices that align with your needs and preferences.
We've talked a lot about the potential benefits of Pulse Align, but it's important to manage expectations. Are there any guarantees that it will work?
Well, like with any therapy, results can vary. The sources don't claim to be a cure-all. It's important to be realistic.
So it's about exploring possibilities, not searching for a magic bullet.
Exactly. It's about empowering yourself with knowledge and making informed decisions about your own well-being.
Speaking of knowledge, we've really only scratched the surface today, so we encourage you to do your own research, learn more about these concepts, and see what resonates with you.
It's amazing how much there is to learn about the human body and its ability to heal. It's a lifelong journey.
And if you're in Canada and interested in learning more about Pulse Align, they have locations in several cities.
Right. They have a link on their website, pulsealign.com by Wards Thirst Locations, where you can get Pierre Bun, Les Escoumins, Charles Bird, Dumontan, Sainte-Marie, Chicoutimi, Chateauguay, and Saint-Jérôme.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into low back pain and sciatica. From traditional treatments to alternative approaches like neuromodulation and the Pulse Align method.
And through it all, one thing that keeps coming up is the importance of a holistic perspective. It's not just about the physical symptoms, it's also about lifestyle, stress management, overall well-being.
Absolutely. The sources really emphasize that connection between mind and body.
Mm.
How stress can actually show up as muscle tension, especially in the lower back, which can make the pain even worse.
It's fascinating how our emotions can have such a real physical impact on our bodies. And the opposite is true, too. When we prioritize reducing stress and feeling good, it creates a better environment for healing.
So it's not just about finding the right treatment. It's also about living in a way that supports health and resilience.
For sure. It's about taking an active role in our well-being, recognizing that we have more control than we might think.
One thing that really stood out to me was how the sources emphasize that Pulse Align is designed to work alongside other healthcare services. It's not about choosing one over the other. It's about finding the combination that works for you.
Right. It's a good reminder that there are lots of paths to healing. What works best for one person might not be the best fit for another. It's about having options and making informed decisions based on your own needs and preferences.
And speaking of choices, we've given you a lot of information to digest today, but ultimately, the decision of which path to take is yours.
That's right. It's about listening to your body, doing your research, and talking to healthcare professionals you trust. It's about finding what feels right for you on your own journey.
As we wrap up this deep dive, here's something to think about. What if true relief from low back pain and sciatica starts with understanding what your body needs and finding that balance between strength, flexibility, and inner peace?
That's a great question, and exploring it might lead you to some amazing discoveries about yourself and your own healing.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into low back pain and sciatica. We hope this has given you some valuable insights and empowered you to take an active role in your own well-being.
Remember, knowledge is power. And the journey to relief starts with a single step.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into low back pain and sciatica, from traditional treatments to alternative approaches like neuromodulation and the Pulse Align method.
And through it all, one thing that keeps coming up is the importance of a holistic perspective. It's not just about the physical symptoms. It's also about lifestyle, stress management, overall well-being.
Absolutely. The sources really emphasize that connection between mind and body, how stress can actually show up as muscle tension, especially in the lower back, which can make the pain even worse.
It's amazing, isn't it, how our emotions can have such a real physical impact on our bodies. And the opposite is true too. When we focus on reducing stress and, you know, just feeling good, it creates a much better environment for healing.
So it's not just about finding the right treatment, it's also about living in a way that supports health and resilience.
Yeah, for sure. It's about being proactive, taking an active role in our well-being, recognizing that we have more control than we might think.
One thing that really stood out to me was how the sources emphasize that Pulse Align is designed to work alongside other healthcare services. You know, it's not about choosing one or the other. It's about finding the right combination that works for each person.
Right. It's a good reminder that there are many paths to healing. What works best for one person might not be the best fit for someone else. It's about having options and making informed decisions based on your needs and preferences.
And speaking of choices, we've given you a lot of information to think about today, but
Uh-huh.
ultimately, the decision of which path to take is, well, it's a personal one.
Absolutely. It's about listening to your body, doing your research, talking to healthcare professionals you trust, finding what feels right for you on your own individual journey.
As we wrap up this deep dive, here's something to think about. What if true relief from low back pain and sciatica starts with really understanding what your body needs and finding that balance between strength, flexibility, and inner peace?
It's a great question to ponder. And, you know, exploring that might lead you to some amazing discoveries about yourself and your own healing process.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into low back pain and sciatica. We hope this is giving you some valuable insights and empowered you to take an active role in your own well-being.
And remember, knowledge is power, and the journey to relief starts with a single step.